With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Could Texas Senator Ted Cruz end up on the U.S. Supreme Court? That was the intriguing possibility raised by President Trump today. In an exclusive interview with Salem Radio Network talk host Hugh Hewitt, the president was asked to comment on a number of potential nominees if an opening should occur on the high court during his remaining 3 years in the White House.
No, those are all great names. Every one of those names is a great name. Now, Ted Cruz, the nice part about him is we'd get a 100% approval. Every Democrat would vote yes, and every Republican would vote yes, because they would love to get him the hell out of the Senate, all of them. So that he's the only one that would be a guaranteed confirmation, and he's a smart guy. He's a good guy.
In his Salem interview, the president spoke highly about Cruz, a one-time rival during Trump's successful candidacy for the presidency back in 2016. Activists took to the streets last night to protest the killing of a woman who used her vehicle to block and then threaten ICE agents in Minneapolis. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the woman had been harassing federal officers.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day.
The House has voted now to move forward on a health care bill over the objections of Republican leadership. Correspondent Greg Clugston with more details.
Nine GOP lawmakers joined Democrats to win a test vote on a bill that would extend health insurance subsidies that expired last month. The tally of 221 to 205 means that the House will formally vote on a three-year extension. All of this came about because enough Republicans joined with Democrats in signing a so-called discharge petition to force the vote, overpowering House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded more than $900,000 in grant funding to dozens of churches and nonprofits.
Those 68 churches and nonprofit ministries are located in Texas and New Mexico. Recipients of the funding include a ministry that serves 8,000 hot meals each month to people in crisis, a church that works with the homeless population, and a worshiping community for deaf students. The grants are designed to empower churches and nonprofits that provide evangelism through various programs and services. Bill Alexander reporting.
An NFL player is leaning into his Christian faith after a gut-wrenching loss last weekend. The Baltimore Ravens rookie kicker missed a field goal at the end of the game that abruptly ended the team's season. Tyler Loop expressed his deep disappointment after the game, but also talked about the importance of his faith. He told reporters that he's been encouraged by reading the book of Romans and that God has his back even when things go bad. This is SRN News. Ever made a promise to yourself to get your taxes done early for once? Well, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports, with the IRS getting an early start itself, this may be a good year to try to give it a try.
As the IRS faces challenges following a 26% reduction in its workforce and significant tax law challenges on the horizon, some analysts are warning that it could be a rocky year this year when filing your taxes. Experts routinely suggest that it's best to be an early bird, if you can, when it comes to filing your taxes. The IRS will start accepting tax returns for 2025 on January 26th. This filing season, the IRS must implement major provisions from President Donald Trump and the Congressional Republicans' tax plan, requiring the IRS to update tax forms, likely leading to more questions from taxpayers. The filing deadline is April 15th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.